In this land, it is known as a lonely bridge, above a still valley where no king or queen reigns. But it need not be known as the lonely bridge, because the bridge joins two worlds, the East and the West. The East flickers with dancing flames, it sings, it shines, it is a land of dragons. And the West flickers with firelights, it glistens, it gleams, it too is a land of dragons, both watched over by the sun. But the dragons in the East look very different to the dragons in the West, and the dragons in the West look very different to the dragons in the East. So when they both look across the bridge at each other, they don't see dragons. They see monsters, creatures they don't understand or recognise to be one of their own. The Western dragons from their lair would stand still, stealthily, secretly, hide and stare. Who are these creatures from the East, these brightly shining mystical beasts? And from the East, the dragons would say, who are these scaly creatures of foe who breathe fire and sit on mountains of gold? Or so we've been told. And so we've been told is very important, because the things the dragons thought they knew about each other were just stories, stories passed down from generation to generation.